Hello, and welcome to the Own Your Health podcast. I'm Cindy Lynn, and I can't wait to help you step into your health power. Now, today, we're going to talk about healthcare, and it, like so many things, has become so divisive. You have to be completely in the mainstream healthcare system and listen to everything your doctor says, or you have to be alternative and go it on your own. And of course, this makes for great headlines, and it makes for it's a fabulous fodder for the blame game. You know, here's someone who didn't go to the doctor and they died. Here's somebody who went to the doctor and they died. And it's, you know, that's a bit drastic, but that's what you hear all the time. And that's what you see in the mainstream media. And that's what you hear when you talk to people about their health. And I know many, if not most of my clients are very sensitive to issues like this because many of them aren't comfortable talking with their family, some of them not even with their spouse, because people have such very strong ideas about how you should take care of your health. And the happenings of the last few years have made that even more pronounced, whereas years ago, somebody was going to go to the doctor and manage this health situation. That was fine. And now people are very judgmental. People very much want input. People very much believe that their way is the only way to do it. And I don't. I think of healthcare all the way from completely natural herbalism, energy medicine, is a continuum all the way through to, you know, the ultimate in medical interventions, surgery, right? Everything falls on a scale in between there. And I also believe it's very contextual, meaning it very much depends on the context, which tools in this continuum of health that you may choose to use. So I am by no means a purist. I value my decision making and my ability to do that with confidence. And that's what I help my clients with as well. Their ability to understand and be confident in the choices that they make to manage their health, to care for their health. So when I talk about healthcare, I'm not talking about the healthcare system. That's kind of a whole different ballgame. I'm talking about care of health. And how you choose to do that is very individual. It's very personal. And it can also be very private. So as an example, and I bring this forward because a lot of the times podcast topics come from things that happen repeatedly with my clients in the office. And twice this week, I had clients come in and say, oh, I tried so hard not to, but I just had to go in and get something for the pain. And I tried so hard not to, but I just had to go in and get an x-ray to make sure there wasn't something actually wrong with my foot. And they say that with disappointment, or they say that with embarrassment, or they say that as though it is a failure in some way on their part to manage their health themselves. But in fact, their choosing to take that action is part of owning their health, of managing their health care. And there's no reason to feel guilty about it or to feel bad about it. With my clients in the office, we work on their physical bodies. I do body work. They do rehab exercises. We work together on these things. But that doesn't mean that's the only thing that can happen. And part of my role in working with them on this is to help them understand all of their options that they have in healthcare. And very often, it doesn't mean, and I've heard this time and time again, Cindy, you're very different as a practitioner because most of the people I go to only want me to see them. And that's not true for me at all. I have practice. It has very specific targeted work on it. But the coaching piece, the nurse in me, the caregiver in me, really wants my clients to have an understanding and options for all of the healthcare tools that are available to them. So we very often talk about the context of, okay, when is this a good thing to try? Is this a first course of action? Do you want to try something else? And then move on to a different course of action. If you see a physician, what do you want from him? You know, very often people want tests. And then I say, okay, you're going to have this test. What are you going to do with the information? You know, what do you suppose is the outcome? We look at the next steps. And those actions, the ordering of things, the understanding of what outcomes you want, are all part of the decision-making process in you owning your healthcare, you owning your health. So when people come to me and they say, well, I couldn't possibly manage my own health because I don't know as much as doctors know. Well, guess what? Even doctors don't know as much as doctors know, right? An orthopedist is going to be very different than an obstetrician is going to be very different than an oncologist. Like each of the specialties don't even know everything a doctor knows. But understanding the system, understanding what they want from any given provider helps them be better healthcare consumers, helps them make better choices. And because they understand that they're able to research, they're able to ask the best questions, they're much more savvy consumers of healthcare. And that's how my clients feel as well. When they go to a physician and they know exactly how to ask for what they want, they feel confident in it. And they actually get what they want. And that in turn makes them feel confident for the next step in managing their health. And it really is a health journey. So I want to encourage all of my listeners to see all of healthcare on a spectrum. And for ease of discussion, I'll say everything from taking a supplement to having surgery, right? Everything on that spectrum are options for you. And options for you to investigate and choose or reject based on your circumstances at this very moment. So based on the context, based on your goals now, it's not a matter of saying, no, I only want to do natural and I'm not going to enter the healthcare system. Because believe me, I'm the first one to say, I really don't want to enter the medical sick care system. But you know what? If I'm in a car accident and have trauma, that's the first place I want to be, right? If I feel like I'm coming down with the cold or the flu, last place I want to be. But that's my judgment based on my context and based on the tools that are available to me. I help my clients find what tools are available to them, how to understand, how to research, how to investigate, and how to decide what they want on that spectrum of health at any given time. And that may be different than their desires yesterday, and their desires tomorrow may be different. But it doesn't have to be decisive. You have all the options, and you can develop the ability to make your choices with confidence. So having access to all of the tools, having the confidence to know, to investigate, to choose, is what owning your health is all about. And I would love to help you. Now, I have some tools on the way that I'm going to introduce shortly that will help you with this process of being a more savvy consumer, the process of not feeling pressured to decide if you're an all-natural girl or mainstream medical. There's room for everything in between on any given day of the week. Until those tools come out, I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. Or if you have specific questions or are dealing with a specific situation, by all means, grab a quick free 15 minutes on my calendar and I'll help you solve the owning your own health choice. So until next week, let's go out and own it.
The information contained in this podcast is provided for educational purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice. I am a nurse, but I'm not your nurse. Please see your personal healthcare provider for any concerns.